The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Well, hello, my favorite people on the planet, our Make Spidey Famous Again listeners. I'm a little insecure about my voice because somebody DM'd me that I sound like a high school girl on the podcast. Well, you know what? I'm not a high school girl, so shut up. I am a grown dad, Pratt Daddy. So just wanted to start with my insecurities about my voice. Yeah, thanks, haters. But yeah, what a week. Pratt Daddy quit Snapchat for 24 hours. It was an emotional roller coaster. The update took away about 14 million of my viewers, which is very hard to accept when you've been drinking skinny margaritas and shots of tequila. And I just couldn't handle it. I was like, I guess when you're an egomaniac, I feel like you have to be an egomaniac to pretty much almost cry when you lose people from watching you.
Or you're also an entrepreneur.
Yeah. But the reality is I don't get any money from Snapchat, so there's really no difference in my actual life if 14 million people are watching me or a few hundred thousand, you know?
Yeah, well, I understand.
Thanks, honey.
Where you're coming from.
I know, but it still was unnecessary. I don't think I needed to freak out, but it's okay.
You are a very passionate person.
Well, as Kanye West has been saying in the media, he is an HSP, and I had never heard that before. And I was
highly sensitive person.
You know what that is?
Remember, my mom was talking about that.
Wow, before Kanye. Look at that. Your mom is so hip.
She did go to school and is a psychologist.
So yeah, I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm actually an HSPE, highly sensitive, personal, emotional. I think I need an emotional in there too.
And S, special.
And Svet. So I think that's what it is when you're highly sensitive and big things happen to you. Speaking of Kanye, though, I am convinced. I know people are like, I don't want to hear about Kanye anymore, but I don't care because I want to talk about it. So does Gunner. He's holding the mic with his hand. He's a freaking angel. I love you, son. We're having a really hard day with Gunner, just FYI. You probably know, parents, it's not easy.
Yeah, I think his teeth are bothering him. That's why he can't really eat, and then he's hungry, and anyways.
So what I was going to say is I think Kanye's whole thing that everyone's freaking out about is all a performance art piece. I think it's all scripted. I think for the last year, him and a team have been putting together all these appearances, major things he's going to bring up, photo. I mean, it's just all coming so strategically, if you really look at it, just that there's going to be a big payoff at the end. And if it's not, then oh my gosh, we really are watching somebody like freaking out in front of us. But I don't think that's the case. And I have evidence, you know, somebody that I'm friends with knows somebody who's his current creative director. And this creative director was the person that Marilyn Manson brought in to rebrand as like Fat Elf. Long story, I don't want to explain it, but I got inside scoop. And, you know, speaking of famous people, didn't I bump into a famous person?
Yeah.
Caitlin Olsen. If you watch The Mick on Fox, I got Caitlin Olsen, the star of the show, also star of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I rolled up on her at Erewhon, the market that I'm now in love with again. And I asked her if she'd be on my Snap. I don't think she knew that meant Snapchat. When I started videoing, I think she thought I meant like, can I get a Snap, like a selfie with you? And she was like, this is really embarrassing. This is a grocery store, blah, blah, blah. But it was an amazing moment in my life. So I thought, what other famous person?
Gunner started eating this week.
Oh, Gunner. That's a famous person.
We saw Judd Apatow, but you didn't want to get him.
Yeah, we saw Judd Apatow, but he didn't look too... Oh, no. I wasn't going to snap somebody that people would be like, who's that? And kind of like a rule. You got to kind of know who people are if you're going on my Snap. Pretty much, I edited Judd Apatow out. Okay, Mr. Director, how you feel about that? Oh, Pratt Daddy Crystals sold out within an hour. So that was very exciting. Bless any of my listeners. Gosh, how do you do it, Heidi? You moms. And moms that have more than one kid. Oh, my God. God, you're gnarly.
Speaking of moms, my parents were in town, which was so fun. We had 5 days of them being here. We went to the museums and dinner and the park. And it just seems like every time my mom's in town, like magic happens. Gunnar finally just started eating food and wanted to eat all this stuff. And they left yesterday. It was a very hard day for me. And I decided that I wasn't going to cry. I've only been choked up like a few times. But it's just, it's hard having your parents be further away, especially when you have kids and you think about having them like around and how easy it would be. But it's just not the reality. So I'm thankful for the time that we do have. And next month we're going to Colorado. So it's another reason I was like, okay, I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to see them next month. So eventually we're going to get really rich and spend every summer in Colorado, in Crested Butte, and a few weeks in the winter. Yeah.
Is your plan?
Yeah. One day when we're rich. Or a month there.
I definitely think it was our best trip. I don't know if your mom was just in a really good mood or if Gunnar just puts her, but I felt like we had so much fun drinking margaritas.
We met up with Caitlin Bristow. With my parents.
Just like we said on this podcast with her that we were all going to go for tequila.
And Gunnar loves her. She has a shimmy.
Caitlin shimmies with Gunnar and he laughs very hard. Right now, Caitlin is rivaling our Guatemalan housekeeper, Alba, who is like family, but literally Gunnar's favorite person is our housekeeper.
Look,
sorry,
I'm doing the movie.
Heidi
likes it.
Doing the Caitlin shimmy. Telling her that Sean better step up and marry her fast. That's just my opinion.
Anyways.
Oh, my espresso machine broke. That was the devil. So I'm definitely.
Look at that. He's
I'm not fully here. Hi. Hi, little angel baby. Hi.
Caitlin.
Get a laugh. Come on, laugh.
He was. Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah. We got a laugh on the podcast. That's very hard to get the laughs out of him, I'll tell you that much.
Unless you're Alba. So we went to the Getty. That was so fun. We went to Nobu. You had a nice business meeting at Nobu.
Oh, that's it. So I don't know if you watch, you better, but if you know my Snap story, I review all the tabloids, or I used to. Kind of lost some momentum on it because I felt like they weren't using the best photos that are out there. So I partnered up with the biggest paparazzi company, and they're going to start sending me exclusives of the photos they get of celebs that I can break on my Snap story. So yeah, watch out, Harvey Levin. I mean, you've had a nice run, but it's time for Pratt Daddy to take the celebrity game into his rightful hands. Hi, Miracle Baby. You're so distracting. I love you. I love you. We have two superstars on the podcast today, Austin and Craig from Bravo's Southern Charm. Yes, you know how much we love Southern Charm. If you listened to our Catherine Dennis episode, if you didn't, you should watch or listen to that one after this one so you can hear both sides of the cast's opinions of each other.
I'm so excited. These two are such big stars on this show. And this season, it seems like Battle of the Sexes. So I can't wait to ask them about that. It's like all the exes versus all the exes.
But before we get to Austin and Craig, our superstar guests for today, I want to talk about something that's very close to my heart as a new parent and entrepreneur. I take our schedule very serious these days, and that's why I love our Daniel Wellington watches. The timeless, minimal design is so easy to incorporate into our wardrobe. One of my favorite features that all the watch straps are interchangeable, so you can seamlessly change your look by switching the strap. They have a wide variety of leather shades, brown, black, different prints, as well as a variety of NATO straps, which are made of lightweight fabric and comes in bright, fun colors to add a pop of color to any outfit. Their classic petite collection also comes with gorgeous mesh straps that are perfect for dressing up a date night look. Oh, I gotta make sure to tell Austin and Craig, because they're both single and they have plenty of date night looks that they need to dress with that classic petite collection. The versatility is amazing, which is why they've become such a staple in the Pratt's day-to-day look. Right now, Daniel Wellington is running a unique promotion for Mother's Day. With any leather watch purchase, you can receive a free charm. The charms are so cute, they pop directly into the watch strap and are a subtle reminder to a mom that you love her. There are two options for the charms. One is a little heart, and the other says, "Mom, so cute." To check out the Mother's Day campaign and the rest of their collection, head to www.danielwellington.com/Spidey and use promo code Spidey at checkout to get 15% off your purchase.
Better get me that mom one.
I got you the mom one that has the heart, and I got you the one that says mom. Look out, the Lady Gang Podcast is hitting you up every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One.
Your favorite ladies are in town.
Join Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, and Kelty Knight as they talk to amazing guests like Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams, and make Spidey famous again, Spencer Pratt. Yes, I have appeared twice on this blessed podcast. And Bachelor Nation's Corinne Olympias.
And like you would say, gang, gang.
Gang,
who
gang.
Are they? Lady Gang.
Woo! Then answer your burning questions with Lady Gang Quickies. Download the Lady Gang Podcast at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review, because currently Make Spidey Famous Again has more 5-star reviews. I felt like I was looking in a mirror because Craig looks like me yesterday after drinking tequila all day long. Not in a negative, just like, where's the margarita? Yeah. Where's the Bloody Mary? Let's start. And then Heidi teased us that there was wine served at the coffee shop.
Yeah, that was
so
kind of messy.
And got
I
us
know.
All excited.
I'll send a runner or something. Yeah. Can we please get some wine here?
I mean,
as soon as
I'm not totally against it.
So we have the stars, legit. One of the best shows, I want to say, that ever dropped on reality TV. We got a little taste of it with
Catherine,
Southern Charm, on Bravo, the best show on their network. That's a fact. I have Southern Charm in my Google alerts. So.
Well, it's funny because we grew up watching you guys, and that was obviously kind of the favorite shows of that time, and now I guess we're trying to do the same thing, just on the East Coast.
Yep. Well, Gunner's growing up watching you. Please don't let him eat that.
It's just a wire.
Does Gunner watch?
He's so dirty.
Really?
Yeah, Gunner's
watching. Gunner loves TV. People are like, don't let your baby have screen time. I'm like, I don't want my baby like your baby. Okay.
So, my baby ain't your baby.
Yeah, like, my baby has 4K. He's he loves OLED screens. Okay.
So this season seems to be like boys versus girls kind of in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like battle of the sexes. I feel like I'm watching like Road Rules, Real World Road Rules.
We literally
like,
said that yesterday. It's
did you?
Yeah, battle. It's literally like MTV.
25 times yesterday.
Battle of the sexes.
I've never seen this happen on a show where like all the exes band together and they've made like a blood pact or, you know.
Well,
like,
everyone broke up at the same time.
Yeah.
Literally like in the kind of like fall and Christmas time, like all of these relationships ended. And so when it picks up, it kind of sees everyone like how both sides are coping with like closing the chapter and moving on. It's pretty,
but it's just that their way of coping is so much different than our way
yeah,
of coping. Whereas
just
they band together and just talk trash about
and
us
yell
and
at
we
us.
Go out and drink.
Yeah, we get yelled at a lot this year.
Craig, you get yelled at a lot.
I get yelled
at not more than
Craig
last year.
At
last
always.
Year. What's your ex's name? She is. She was
Naomi.
On your case. I was like, she'd be the best like manager or lawyer or like somebody like the you like work for.
I learned a lot from Naomi this year. This like, girl well, is
this, very inspiring.
This
women
episode,
empowerment.
This week, this Halloween party is when Austin finally like looks at me and he was like, maybe Craig wasn't crazy.
Well, right, because we all
year.
Thought we were like, what is this sweet, beautiful girl doing with an idiot like Craig? I'm kidding, Craig. I love you. But you know, and it was like,
buddy.
And
once
it was
again,
like, how? And then you just see the devil horns come out and you're like, whoa.
Oh no, I could feel it. That's why I was like, damn. But it's like, part of me was like, well, she's keeping Craig in line. But it's like, I don't know. I'm like, if you
that's what you have a mother for.
Yeah, I was like,
at that point, you're kind of like, your mom's not even really supposed to be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
This
I was
age.
Like, this is getting a little
well,
bossy.
And I was like, I just, my thing was, I was like, if I don't have to ask you for money, then I feel like I should be able to do whatever I want and just live my life. Well, and yeah, you don't need a mom. I mean, that's
That's what I was saying to Heidi. I was like, is this chick so rich, like just giving him money? Because like, I'll deal with that if you're like handing me stacks of cash. But I never saw
that. No, you wouldn't.
For like a week, go shopping.
You. I'd love to see that.
I would try to cash some checks.
she seems nice. It seems like it was good for what it was. But at a certain point, it's like, this is
become
extreme.
She's one of... like the kindest she can be, one of the kindest people ever, especially like the stuff we did with animals and traveled the world for the first year and a half was awesome. And then just something happened and it just went downhill. And once you don't get along with someone, we were doing this movie in Cincinnati and I was playing blackjack with this guy and he's like, you can either continue banging your head against the wall for 3 years thinking things are going to change, or you can look in the mirror and be like, would I let one of my buddies be in this relationship? And I was like, dang. I was like, yeah, it's time. It's time to go.
Yeah. And it seems like she still wants to be with you. I don't know if that's the same.
In the
beginning.
Yeah. When we were filming, that's what was frustrating for me, because I was like, I was like, look, we're either closing this or we're not. And I was like, look, I don't want to be with anyone else. You're my favorite person. I'm willing to work for this. And she was like, no, I'm completely done. But then she, like, I guess I've seen that she was like tracking me, and she would also like scare away any other girls that I was talking to. And I was like, well, you don't get your cake and eat it too.
No, and that was the problem, was that she was keeping Craig around until she could get her mind off of him, which is most likely with another guy.
Mm.
So she was keeping tabs on Craig and presumably saying, like, you can't date this person, you can't date this person. And it was like, well, you have no more say in who Craig dates and doesn't date if you don't want to be with him.
Right. The control's over.
And so, you know, I mean, yeah, it's having your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah, you got to cut that cord, girl.
On a serious note, has Shep accepted that you're the better-dressed member of the cast now?
I just don't think he cares, man. He doesn't care. It's not.
What is up with Shep? I got to know. What is
I want to know
deal?
Why you guys, like, that really bothered me, how you guys ended up. I don't know what I missed the last couple episodes, but I loved you guys as bros, and I felt like it got so dark so fast over like the dumbest reason to like have beef. Like, is there something that didn't go on the show that there's like back, like that backs why you guys? Right,
I don't know.
Just the way he like talked to you, like it just felt like
he had like something. That like fortunately like where he's just accepted, he stopped caring or whatever was bothering him is gone. And so like we're all the guys are real well, Shep, Austin and I are really close right now and basically like brothers, and how it should work, where it's like you can laugh at each other, make fun, but it's like if Shep wants to be an idiot, it has no bearing on my life, so, and he stopped caring too. But yeah, last year some of the stuff was sharp where I was like, dude, like, what did I? It was like kind of angry. And I don't know. What did you think?
I mean, Shep and I fought for different reasons than you and Shep fought for. I feel like he was being like a big brother to you.
He used that as a cover.
Yeah, bullying the shit out of you.
No. I was like, you could do all this off camera if you're like the big bro.
Well, and it wasn't true. Like, it was like I was doing fine and am doing just fine. And he was like pandering this, like, I think whatever he was going through in his own life, it was easy to deflect on me and be like, I don't know. It really didn't make any sense to me. That's why I just stopped hanging out with him. So we went a few months without talking because I was like, dude, I don't need any negativity in my life. Like, you're not doing me a favor by hanging out with me. If you don't want to hang out, fine, but I'm not going to come hang out and, you know, just to be miserable. I don't know.
Oh, that's great news that the team's back together.
Well, the barbecue didn't go as well as I thought. Really, I was like, okay, time out. I thought you guys are just starting to get along.
Did you actually think that was the nice?
I was hoping, because I was like, maybe they've had time in between seasons. And
between the guys or the couples?
Between
to
the
what?
Guys.
Learn how
no,
to barbecue?
So that was like the nice.
Like to just enjoy barbecuing. It's like they'll buy you catering, I'm sure. If this doesn't turn out, they'll go get you food.
The tone changed. Like, it was good because that's like kind of like joshing around. I don't know. Like, just kind of like it wasn't mean spirited for once. Like, so we can yell at each other all we want, but as long as it's not mean spirited, it was fine.
Okay.
I mean, as soon as I got there, Craig, you and I got into it.
Well, yeah, but then like 5 minutes later, we're fine because it's not personal. It's just you forgot the snacks and trying to blame it on me.
Craig's like, I'm already getting in snacks. Trouble for not knowing how to turn these.
Call me snack boy one more time.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Was it your choice not to come on the show in the beginning? And then, like, how, because if you came in, what, season?
Season
last
four.
Season.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you, and no. You knew all these guys before, right?
No, I mean, yeah, I had known, you know, a couple of the guys, but, you know, Shep and I were pretty close buds. And I guess that's how I got, you know, introduced to the friend group was through Shep. And, yeah, I guess, I didn't move to Charleston, but 2014 or 15. So y'all were already going strong. And then I guess I just got introduced, you know, it's just kind of, yeah.
What a click again. I have my best friend just moved to Charleston to find his fiance. That's the level of hype. He literally moved there.
Does he know her yet?
No, he's looking for her.
We'll find her. It's like five girls to every one guy.
And he's they're beautiful.
What's
women.
The college? The
college. That's right. Carl.
He's like, Brad Daddy, there is a college of literally just
girls.
Just that's right all, and smack right in the middle town. Of Charleston.
Yeah. And he moved in above the like the spinning school. I'm like,
oh God.
He's framed by you.
Good for him.
Yeah,
good for him. Yeah, I'm sure he's not hurting.
So, but that's my question also. So the way he describes it, like on your series, I guess you were in a relationship. Are we going to see, there's nobody, I guess Shep, we never see like all these dates. Like, I feel like there's never like we're all the random like pickups.
I always kept my stuff quiet and like off because that was like in the beginning, and I just like the girls I was hanging out with didn't want anything to do with it. And also Shep liked bringing girls. He was less private about his relationships, which was good. But then, you know, I kind of wish I would have brought more girls on. But
my first episode,
the
very first time that you see me is me offering a girl coconut water as she's leaving my house. I'm like, do you need anything? You need me to get like an Uber or.
That was ballsy. That was
I know. And yeah, then I got naked in the shower.
He also got like, naked. I was like, "You fell for that?" And he was like, "Yeah." They told me like that they were going to be in there.
Guys, I thought everyone did that.
They always got Brody.
Right. Really?
So Brody was the naked.
But shower. Now you'll see this season we start. I guess now. I mean, everyone's probably going to be single for a while. I mean, I think we're all more comfortable with this is our life now, and we're way more transparent and getting to the point where 100%.
I mean, that's the only way to do it, right?
Yeah.
So I try to be as transparent as possible, as open as possible. That's why, for better or for worse, I have all these new relationships that I'm airing on the show.
That's why they all work out. They, you know?
Some of them work and some of them don't. But hell, I mean, I'm not going to hide one.
Well, that's why the show is just amazing. Because even if you were at 90%, like, it feels so real.
I feel like people can tell if like, you're just totally.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry, Austin. Sorry, Craig. Before we keep going, I just need to make sure you both know that Sunday, May 13th is Mother's Day. I know you're partying, a lot of dates, being TV stars, but you cannot forget Mother's Day is almost here. And great news, Craig and Austin, we got the plug for you. If you go to fromyouflowers.com/famous, you guys can send your mothers one dozen mixed roses for just $19.99. Boom! Or if you really need to make an impression, upgrade to 2 mixed dozen roses and add a free vase for just $10 more. Austin, Craig, you guys here? I know you're partying all night, but are you hearing me? That's $29.99 for a big arrangement of 24 roses and a free vase delivered in time for your mother's. Hello. Don't miss fromyouflowers.com/famous. That's fromyouflowers.com/famous. They guarantee the freshness and on-time delivery. But order today. Supplies are limited. They will sell out. They're flowers, guys. There's only so many of them. Speaking of so real, I felt like Catherine, if Catherine, you're listening, all due respect, but she's way less crazy in person than she looks on the television show. Like, and I obviously that's editing and situations, but I was like, wow, she's way taller, so I definitely would never want
she's super
beef
tall.
With her.
I love
she's
it.
But isn't she cool? Like, that's when you meet her, you're like, she's a cool chick.
Like, really so, like, Craig's so perspective of Catherine is totally different, you know, from mine, because when I came on, like, crazy Catherine was gone. And I never met the, like, quote-unquote you know, like, ooh, Catherine can fly off the handle. I never saw that, you know, because she was like,
she's
trying
like
to get back on the path.
Now,
she's trying to.
You never had her over your shoulders. She was swinging.
I've never experienced that Catherine before. So I'm like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. She's so nice.
Yeah. So,
but she's in a great place and she looks awesome this season. I mean, some of the stuff that some people come at her with, like, I've never even heard these terms being said, but they're being said about her, like, being a mother and parenting and stuff. And, like, you can't go like any lower. And
I don't know how you keep your cool.
You could tell, like, it was the perfect display of how well she is because she didn't react.
Can you believe it, Gunner?
Gunner, can you believe that? People are attacking
a mother? I liked her.
He liked Catherine.
But she doesn't, she's not like, she didn't react and she was just like, everyone else was able to, like, defend her. And
no, I think that I was blown away at how she keeps her cool sometimes when she was being like berated.
She looks great too.
I'm
she looks
so
awesome.
Happy for her.
You always defended Catherine though. I feel like also it seems like because you were one of the only people who didn't hook up with Catherine.
Yeah, but I'm also just a straight shooter.
That's right.
No, I didn't try. I said I wanted to. There's a whole story.
When do
to
you
it.
Try, Craig? when do you try to hook up with a girl? That's the problem.
Okay.
Oh,
But no, she. Yeah, I hate you, Austin. Because I was like, there's only like certain ways to defend yourself, and it's
get angry, Craig.
I'm not. No, but Catherine's cool. I forgot.
Yeah, it seems like you always. Oh, that's when everyone's against her.
Because I'm just I'm a straight shooter. Like I can't sit back and let something that I don't think is right happen. And I don't know. I like conviction. I was telling him yesterday. I was like, I get really upset when people are just like complacent with stuff and they're like, oh, like it doesn't involve me, so it's easier to just like not have an opinion. And it's like, well, no, like you, I don't know.
Yeah, or like that mob mentality, you know, you don't quite jump in on that and everything. Who's the closest on the cast? Who do you guys, are you two the closest besties? Like guys or who?
I mean, I feel like everyone is pretty close, you know? I mean, people always ask me, they're like, well, how do you, you know, how do you deal with the fact that Craig and Naomi are broken up? You know, it's not like a marriage, you know, divorce, in my opinion. Like, I can hang out with both of them equally.
Oh, you still hang out with Naomi?
Absolutely.
All the time.
Whoa. Really?
Naomi's my homie.
They're their relationship or your homie through their...
Through them.
Wow, that's...
I mean, you know, and if I can be friends with, you know, both of them, and as Craig always says, he's like, you know, we ended it. Nobody really wronged the other person.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for him to be like, you cannot hang out with her and vice versa.
It'll be funny.
Don't hang out together, but
she'll be with her peeps like over at a table here because Charleston's not that big.
We all go to the same place. We're in the same place.
And then we'll be at the table
time.
On the other side. And so they just basically walk back and forth. They're like, hey, what's up, guys? And they go over there and they're like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you hang out with Chelsea?
No. I mean, I don't have a problem. She doesn't do the same stuff as us.
She's just friends with Naomi.
I don't think I've ever seen Chelsea out, ever.
Oh, so Chelsea, Chelsea's
kind of like a homebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how she came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to live together, right?
They did used to live together, yes. Yeah.
So how's Cameron? She used to be on The Real World.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. She's I watched her on that a long time ago.
I think everyone loved Cameron.
I never saw that season, but really.
I'm still mad at her for A, marrying and having a baby with an off camera.
Spencer hates that. Right. It's his number one pet peeve.
Oh, it's like, what are you doing? Like, no, if you're going to have a baby, it should be with Craig and it should be on the freaking show.
Hear that?
And us audience viewers needed that. And then it's like, oh, my husband doesn't want to film. It's like, you're a reality star. You married a
What is he, a surgeon or something?
Anesthesiologist. Hear that, Cameron?
Big what?
Selfish.
What, you went to medical school?
Think you're better than me.
Craig went to law school. Yes. And it's confirmed
Craig's
now.
I remember when they were about to get engaged, and I obviously wanted to hate whoever the guy would be, because Cameron was awesome, and then you meet him, and you're like,
God, I know.
You're like, damn it. You're like, he is actually, like, awesome. And you're like, awesome. I really wanted to hate you, but I can't, because you're really cool and nice. But
he should just film. Imagine we have a doctor on.
He did a little in the beginning. Right?
I remember that I spoke to him, and when he said it to me, I was like, I mean, that's, you know, like... The fact that we're always drinking and all this stuff, and what he does is he puts people under. I mean, imagine if like one person was like, if anything happened, then they could be like, well, he was out drinking. You're like, that was 6 months ago.
Right.
It doesn't matter. They'll just like something.
It might be with the board, like with the medical boards, or I don't know.
All these doctors I don't claim to know everything.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of doctors on.
We saw the bots guys yesterday.
Yeah.
So no, I don't buy it, Cameron. We need, you can at least do some brunch scenes. Like, come on now. So.
What about her daughter? Is she not going to have her on camera?
I'm not sure.
That's
I don't understand. She's kind of like you though. She doesn't have a nanny. Like she wants to be. Like she's just doing the regular. You know, I actually want to be the mom of this kid thing, yeah. And so I don't see how she would not have Palmer on.
All the moms right. listening, do not attack Craig's DMs. He meant that.
Like, yeah, and the nicest way.
Yeah, moms that have, like, careers where they need nannies. We understand.
Yeah, I walked myself.
No judgment. We love all moms.
Didn't know how to get out of that one.
That's
but.
A new click. I didn't know about, like, parenting haters. Oh, my God.
Really?
I thought I knew all the, like, tears of hate, but if, like, you say the wrong thing about parenting or and how to parent, it's like, oh my God.
And at the same time, good for her to want to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
whatever.
You know,
like,
so, yeah.
All I meant was she's going to be totally. Spending. No, not even doing that one either. No, I'm done.
It is, the temple pool, Craig.
It's hard because with filming, like, we've had certain projects come up, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm with him. Like, how, you know, it is.
Have people been cool about it, or they're like, well, you can't really bring them? Or,
well, I'm like, well, I'm not coming.
Right. I've been saying no to a lot of opportunities. Yeah. I'm like, I'll hold the baby on the side. She's like, he needs me, though.
It's true. You're not his mom. Like,
we need that check, girl. Like, what you doing? What you doing? Get to work.
Do you guys want kids?
I mean, one day. I like kids. I'm
the last Kroll in my line. I need to reproduce.
Yeah, I think I always said it'd be cool to have, like, I don't know, like three, like, you know, I guess my perfect one would be, like, two boys and a girl. But yeah, probably
for
not.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm probably still about 5 years away. Not going
more. 30?
30, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
What about you?
What?
When do you see yourself, perfect world, having kids?
Like three more years, maybe?
Okay,
four?
Ladies, that's not you guys hear this.
I know.
That's
okay.
Not that far.
Calling all ladies. We have 5 years and 3 years.
I thought I was like a perennial bachelor, you know, but I guess not.
You don't seem like it.
Yeah, I guess I'm just like a serial dater, Craig. What's wrong with me?
Before we keep going with Austin and Craig, I don't know if you guys are experiencing this or not, but did you guys know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? I mean, that's almost your guys' age. So the thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's already too late. It's easier to keep the hair that you have than replace the hair that you've lost. I mean, guys, do you want a bald spot on the top of your head? Or your hairline recede? Or do you want to do something about it first? So for all these girls that you guys are dating, I don't know. Maybe they want you guys to keep your hair. So why turn to weird solutions or do nothing at all when you can turn to medicine and science? The solution is 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. So you guys should definitely check this out because thanks to science, baldness can be optional. I mean, I think my dad would definitely have chosen that. No offense, Dad. He's just been bald for a long time, but maybe he likes it. Who knows? So Hims connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat hair loss. They have well-known generic brand prescriptions that help you keep your hair. So right now, our listeners get a trial month of Hims just for $5 today while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/make. That's forhims.com/make. One more time, 4hims.com/make. Check it out, guys.
Do you guys use dating apps, or you don't need to in your town because it's so small? There's so many.
I have, and I was trying to convince Craig to get on one out here.
On the flight out here. Uh-huh. He's like, would you just download
one?
What's the hot one? Anyone?
I was like, Craig, just get on Bumble and start swiping right, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I've never...
Let's
make
some magic.
Bumble.
Let's make some magic in LA for you.
I seem to not... I prefer to meet the girls the way I do. I don't know. I'm very picky, and like, if I don't like someone a lot, I'm not going to go home with them, and it drives them crazy. But like, I don't do anything I don't want to do at all. And fortunately, you know, I've met some cool people, and you know, we hit it off, and it's just, I don't know.
Craig's
so
dating
he's the
style.
He's the wingman that, like,
perennial.
Is like, oh no, I can't.
Craig
step up. So.
Craig's game. I mean. You're like a approach. You're like a sloth. Like, dude, you won't make a basically, move.
Basically, they it drives them crazy because the people I'm with, they don't ever know about, and it's always like it's okay. It drives me nuts that everyone's like, oh, Shep's a player, and like he's the lady man, because I'm like, no, actually, the people that don't need to show off, the people that are hooking on
Craig, are you the ladies man?
I'm just saying that you guys continue this like
egg.
You guys are trying to push me to the point where I just expose everything by
do it. New season, know, right? New ratings.
New Craig.
I would love to see 3. This.
Ladies, man. New Craig is in town.
Didn't Shep get a spinoff because he was the ladies'
relationship.
Man?
Relationship.
Yeah.
That is. Oh, see, now it's a business thing. You need to.
Did you buy that? Did you buy that Shep was looking for love or
no?
No.
I'm just curious from an outsider's perspective. Shep's looking for sex. You know, like, like
it should have been called relationship sex.
Yeah.
Wow,
they should have just kept it like 100. Like Shep's like, trying to get banged.
He's like only 8 chicks on this show. Come on, like the Bachelor has like how many? 30. Like come on.
Well, you need to do this season 2. Be like and get 16 girls.
That is my hell. So I'm not good at telling people things they don't want to hear. Like firing someone would be, I'd end up being like, just give them half my check. We'll figure something out. So if I had to break up with like 15 different girls,
Craig would never.
I would lose my mind.
That season would be like 348 episodes because he would never make a move on any of these chicks.
See, I don't like them. They keep with this make a move thing. I'm like, dude,
I don't need to make moves.
I think these girls would be aggressive enough that you wouldn't have to be.
Okay, Craig, I want to bring up what you said yesterday.
Bring it up.
What did I say?
Craig, without me. Craig said,
was he on the right?
Hold on. How bad is it? I still feel like I was on the left all day. What did I say?
Okay, so we're talking about dating, of course. And Craig said that he's never been on a date with someone that he wasn't dating.
No, that I hadn't hooked up with yet. I've never been like taken.
And then he said, and then the crazy thing to me was that he said, "Well, what are you supposed to talk to them about?" And I said, "Craig, that's how you get to know a girl if you want to date them or not."
Do you know how awkward it'd be to be at a dinner table with someone you hadn't hooked up with yet?
Craig, it's called dating, man.
Well, I just never had to. I don't know. I've never had to do that.
What are you talking about?
So like, what do you do? You go on a date with someone. I'm confused. So first you hook up with them, and then you are like, maybe I want a date.
Well, yeah. Like in Charleston, it was a bar city, so like you would like meet people in the bars and stuff, and then you obviously
Craig's like that
cycle
that puts like one sock on, and then that shoe, and then the other sock on, and the other shoe. It's like he just does it all ass backwards.
So then, like obviously, like if you like each other, then it's fun to hang out. And of course, I'll take people on dates. But like how you guys meet people on these dating apps and you're like, hey, just meet me at this restaurant.
I meet these people.
In 3 minutes, you're going to know if you like them or not. And so what, you just sit there for the next hour and act like you don't like you're under, like it, that sounds miserable to me.
I mean, how was I supposed to get to know Chelsea if I didn't take her out and like sit down with her and look at her in the face and like figure her out?
It shouldn't be effort. Like, if the girl wants to hang out with you, she wants to hang out with you.
Well, full disclosure, Craig's method actually can end up to marriage and a baby.
Yeah, thank you.
So, this may be scientifically proven. I can back his theory on.
Don't egg him on, please.
Please.
Just so we know, it can work out that way.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, we've all had a one-night stand.
What do you do when you leave the restaurant? Like, if you've already made out and everything, then you know you're obviously, like, made out go have drinks. Gosh. But, like, you're on a date with someone that you've never met before, and you get up to leave the restaurant. What do?
You go your separate ways. And
that's
then,
so it's,
and then have giddily, a follow-up date.
Yeah, and you have a follow-up date, and then you giddily
sounds
text
like
each other.
A massive waste of time.
Well, that's how you go for drinks, right? You don't commit
right.
to dinner.
True.
Drinks is
I'll totally agree
it's
with
like,
that.
It's like, hey, let's grab a quick drink, and then you're like,
or sit at the bar.
My friend, I gotta go.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
You're
right,
not worried about hurting their
it's
feelings.
It's a massive waste of
point.
Money.
So I've sat
you
at the bar.
To dinner, it doesn't work out. I'm telling you.
Oh, these dinners are
pass. That's a hard pass.
It's expensive.
Well, that's why. Do you have like a tapas bar in town? You do like, we'll do drinks.
He lives above it.
Oh,
above
it. So there you go.
We're gonna
tell people that.
Yeah, we can do some.
It's perfect.
Pita bread and some hummus. I got you.
You recently got called out, or you didn't like it.
I did
it
get called out
for taking someone there.
Peyton.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you just
I didn't
go right
take
upstairs.
Her there. It wasn't like a date. It truly wasn't. She
was
texted
tapas.
Me.
It
I was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm downstairs in this restaurant. Come and meet me." And she came and met me. And then it made it look like
did
oh,
she
Austin
say,
took her on a date.
Did she
to
tell people
she
took her on a date?
Yeah, she told Shep.
That's funny.
Does it's Thomas funny. Ever come kick it with you guys, or is he like not really part of? Like, I mean, no, I get mean, he's part of the clique, but like, does he come ever just hit shots?
Back to kind of, you know, what you were saying, where it's like, who's tight? You know, it's like when Whitney comes back to Charleston, you know, because he lives out here, you know. His mother, Patricia, will, you know, like, invite us all over, you know, and Thomas will show up, and then we'll all go out for drinks afterwards. I mean, I feel like we all see each other.
Well, and last weekend, Thomas had the, like, I look over, and my, like, I had a table up here at this new place, and then everyone's like, oh, did you see Shep just walked in? He happened to be with the group next to us, and then I see Thomas dancing across the bar, and he had the one across. So then you'll, like, be like, then you end up hanging out.
Well, it's but, showing forces. Yeah.
Yeah. But he, yeah, like, yeah. So we all, Charleston's really not that big.
No, it's not. Yeah. And I feel like, yeah.
So are Whitney and Thomas closer?
I guess I'm not, like, they were. I don't know if they still, like, are, but.
Is Whitney still dating that girl or no?
God, Whitney is cringing so hard right now at us talking about him.
Why? He doesn't like to be talked about?
His like, ears are tingling somewhere and he's like, he created, you two idiots, shut up.
I mean, it's exactly.
Sure
it's
you exactly. Four idiots, yeah. Shut up. Yes.
I was like, Whitney, you literally, this is all your fault. You
he's
created
like, Craig
the show.
And Austin, you give Hack a bad name.
Oh, he created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whitney created it. It's all his. It's his baby.
Yeah.
And then so when he gets mad at
Does
us for stuff.
Does he have a title like on Chiron? It says that?
He's.
Hi.
This, yeah.
Hi, do we need to leave?
Wow.
What?
Is that good for
yeah.
created,
you know, Southern
Makes
Trump
me
Orleans.
Like him way more.
Yeah, so it was his.
He's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like he like was like, someone's got to make a show.
I have a homie that will date his mom if we need a ring.
She's engaged.
She's
engaged in
her
rock.
Shout out Panera.
20 carat diamond.
If she wants a younger, just perv, I got a homie for her.
I mean, Leo DiCaprio literally smuggled that diamond out.
Yeah, what did he say before dinner last night? We were waiting for these girls to get there, and he just like stops us and gets real serious, and he's like, guys, nothing leaves this table. Like, he's always, and we're like, Whitney, like, shut up, Whitney. Everything's fine.
I like tried to, you know, I was like hanging out with the boys, and he's like, delete that right now.
Okay. He's like, I don't need people knowing what I'm doing.
I don't need people knowing what I'm doing.
Austin's like, dude, you're just having a drink with us. He's like, you just, what? He's just,
that's
it's
funny,
really
man.
Funny messing with him. He's real fun to
so
get work.
We had a blast
why
last night.
Why does he live in LA?
I don't know why he does anything he does, but he's hilarious. And when he came to Charleston, he was like, someone's got to make a show about these nut jobs.
He he's not, but his, I thought his mom.
His mom lives there, and he would spend a lot of time over there. And then he like started becoming friends with more and more people. And like, he was spending a lot of time with Thomas, and he was like, dude, these people are absurd. Like,
the best show ever. Dude, what happened to Shep's bar? Did that not happen?
Well, so Shep is a part owner. He's a, what the hell am I trying to say? He has
two.
His hand
Shep
in,
has
in like
two,
you know, different spots. You know, but like
but the one with Whitney,
he's not, you know, like GM or like, you know.
Oh, that's what I'm
they basically about. Had a they did not use local people, and they weren't monitoring the project. And when they looked, someone had spent all of the money on other stuff. So it went
right,
under.
So, you know, he doesn't have his hand in day-to-day operation.
I figured that one.
Did you?
I was just imagining.
But also,
well, I mean, you'd be surprised, man. People are
like, Whitney, you just melted my brain that he's.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I don't. I'm. Wow, I don't think.
Did Whitney tell you
that.
how he came across you?
I don't think so.
I think it's hilarious.
What is it?
He said that he was going around and he was asking, you know, college girls, like, I need like a, you know, out of college, like, frat boy, like, a good-looking frat boy douchebag. And they were like, Craig Conover.
Hey, we got it right here.
And that's literally how Whitney found Craig.
And then how did he find Shep?
They were they were.
I think that Thomas mentioned Shep.
No, they were. Whitney. They partied together on New Year's. That's how they all met.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it was Whitney, Thomas, and Shep, and then they kept hanging out. Yeah. And then no one really thought it was a real thing because we don't know the business. We were like, yeah. I don't. Whitney's like, we got greenlit. I was like, what the heck does that mean? He's like, it means it's a show now. I was like, I thought it was already a thing. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? But
he paid for like a camera crew to come do a little presentation tape or something?
Yeah, he made the teaser and everything.
And he had he made any shows before this?
He's done
documentaries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Whitney needs to get a new publicist.
Yeah, he just produced
New Orleans. Andy Cohen's out here acting like that's his baby.
He did. Whitney just produced Southern Charm New Orleans too. He did the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like we just need more episodes of Southern Charm. I do think we need more female characters, though. I think for the new season, like
I can see that.
Like two new fresh.
Really?
You got to get everyone fighting over. Like, if there was some new smoking hot one that Shep liked, Craig liked, Austin liked, everybody wanted it. There was now
they introduced that this year, and then it blew up in everyone's face. It blew up in all of our faces.
Oh, this dude.
Well, because you know Peyton, right?
They didn't put a lot of effort into it.
I co-host a Halloween party with her, and I'm like, I want to introduce you to my friends in town. And she had known Shep through his dating show. And so Craig and I had both met her. And apparently Craig and I both thought that we were vibing with her during
last week
of his show. So then all of a sudden it was like, you know, the three of us, I guess, thought
she is Peyton was into us. I don't know. She, like, in July, Shep had all these girls living at the beach. And she was in this, like, very skimpy bikini. And all of us were like, I mean, I was dating Naomi at the time, so I was just like, said hi to her, but I had remembered her. I'm like, well, you know, you talk.
Craig's scared of chicks when he's dating Naomi, you know?
Well, I mean, obviously.
But
then
good reason.
She moved back, and we were broken up, and I was like, oh, she's kind of hot. And then apparently Austin thought so, too. But then they went and told Naomi that.
Like a blind man.
Yeah. So then Naomi.
Oh, he said kind of, though.
What?
Kind of hot. I'm saying we need to cast somebody that's like everyone's trying to marry her level.
Yeah. But then Naomi makes a blue, she dresses like a blue unicorn because Austin told her not to dress hot.
I did. I was like, you're going to meet these girls and they're already going to be like, you know, if you come dressed in like slutty cop, slutty nurse, slutty, you know, whatever, and you're like showing off your bod, and these girls are going to be like, this bitch. You know?
And so she did that.
And no, she didn't. She ended up coming and dressed as just like
mean girls.
Insanely
like mean girls.
She got
done out, right?
Destroyed.
It's like a sexy, fun Halloween party, and she dressed in like a monster outfit.
No.
She dressed she painted herself blue, but then Naomi,
she painted herself
they
blue.
Told
she's like
her,
a unicorn, like full on.
Oh, like a Heidi Klum costume.
Full on, like unicorn.
But they tell her that I have like a crush on this girl, and she goes nuts. Girl's just like bawling her eyes out. Like in all this blue makeup, and I'm just standing in the corner, being like, I am just not.
But really she's still crying in the skimpy outfit.
Yes. Oh yeah. I mean,
and
I think that I would cry too, to be honest.
Didn't you have to go get it? She left, and then you had to go
like,
bring her back.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe she just came back. I was like, she must really want this. But
before we keep going with Austin and Craig, let's talk about 310 Nutrition. I have definitely lost most of my baby weight, and it's 310 Nutrition has been very helpful and instrumental in that. It's not just a weight loss shake. It is something that's great on the go. You see it everywhere because it works for a reason, and it's actually pure nutrition, protein, and a complete junk food replacement. So you get that fix for whatever you want, the sugar, the cravings, but you're getting the nutrition from it. So that's what's so great. It has no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors, and none of the fillers and chemicals that you see in most diet shakes. So that's why I love it. It's plant-based and loaded with protein, fiber, and natural flavors that make it amazing. So they have chocolate, which is my personal favorite. And you can also go on their website, which I didn't know about until a few months ago. And they have great recipes on there and give that junk food fix also. My favorite are the salted caramel brownies that are incredible. And there's other great things on there. It's hard to even choose once you get on that site. So these have been such a great help with Gunner. I hardly have any time to eat food, so I can just grab my 310 Nutrition shake and take it on the go. So go to 310nutrition.com and check out their blog and recipe page. You'll learn so much about this company. Go to 310nutrition.com. They're having a huge sale right now. Again, go to 310nutrition.com. Use Spidey at checkout and you'll get free shipping and a free shaker cup. That's Speidi. And actually, the shaker cup is one of my favorite parts, so don't miss out on that.
So Shep had the beach house for just that show?
Yeah. It was out on Kiowa, which is crazy.
How far away is that from town?
35, 40.
You have a house out there, don't you?
Yeah. It's like 35, 40.
Because I feel like that would be nice to see some more beach scenes.
I agree, man.
Yeah, we haven't had a beach scene in a while.
Nice little bonfire.
I would love it.
Yeah, because Shep lives on the beach now. And
yeah.
Can we film out there?
I don't know.
That's probably a permit. Do you guys get along with all the producers and showrunners out?
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Yeah, they're like family. I mean, obviously producers are the devil, but that's their job. But, you know, after the scenes,
get along with them all,
you can drink a beer with them. But the crew is like, they're awesome.
Well, actually, they intentionally try to not drink beers with us during the filming because they don't want to.
We're technically not allowed.
Yeah, right. It's illegal for them.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch other reality shows or just busy being famous and being on a reality show?
busy being famous.
Right? I love.
I mean, if I was on a show, I don't think I definitely would not watch a show if I was.
I can't handle watching ours, but so
yeah, I never watched one episode.
Austin tried to get me. So when we got here 2 nights ago, I clicked on the link on my computer because we get it a week before, and I made it like 5 minutes in, and I was like, "This is why I don't watch this." And like slammed the computer, right. And
Craig,
I was like,
Craig can't watch it. I was watching Craig on Watch What Happens Live last year, and they like show you clips, and you could just tell that it was the first time that Craig had ever seen any of these clips that they were showing him. And he was like, did I say that? Did I do that?
It's real, though.
But I told a girlfriend of mine that I was coming to do this with you, and she was like, he does a hilarious recap of Siesta Key.
That's besides your guys' show. That's the hottest show.
You should do a recap of our show. That'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
If Cosmopolitan wants to pay me, I will.
All right, Cosmo, let's get it together.
Come on now.
Tweet them. And
Siesta Key's first season or what? Second season?
We're the second season.
We've been long.
Have you seen?
Is it that good?
It's
really
incredible.
Yeah.
Like the main star, she just turned 21 yesterday. It's just a different.
It literally
frequency.
Makes you smile as we say Siesta Key.
Oh, because I went. MTV flew me out there to party with them, and like,
was it a fun time?
That's cool.
It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
It was one of those moments where I'm like, I'm so glad I'm an advanced level drinker. It's like, kids, you're not keeping up. You know, it's like that would have been the time where it's like, oh, we're gonna get this old guy throwing up. Everyone's like, no, all of you will be throwing up.
We talked about that at dinner. The preacher. Daughter syndrome, and how it's actually healthier to start drinking when you're younger, so it's safer. It's why the Europeans don't like, you know, they're not over the toilets like throwing up because they start drinking when they're like 16, 17.
I'm gonna take a week off of drinking after Monday. I was just like, oh my god,
it always works for like 3 days, and then
I think it'll work for 24 hours because we're going to our favorite Beller Hotel, and I play the game with this the waiter because I can't afford the wine there. I go, oh, can I try this one? And so I do the whole and they just keep pouring up. Like, I'm like, no, that one doesn't really get my palate going.
The tannins on this are off.
Like, if you guys aren't stopping us, then.
And I do the full like gurgle and like spit it back in. Like, so maybe they think I'm not
It sounds like you need to come to Charleston, man.
I'm coming.
You need to come to Charleston. We'll get the crew together.
Literally, my best friends, like our parents met like when we were born at the hospital. I've known him that long. He literally was a killing the game in Malibu on the beach player and decided just. I'm done. I'm moving to Charleston.
That's awesome. I mean,
literally,
who is it? I mean,
his name's Brian.
Yeah, we'll have to.
He's only been there for maybe 2 months.
We'll meet up with him. But yeah, when you guys come out, like Austin lives downtown now, so he's got the scene. I am doing like the golf cart community like course things. You can come out there.
I missed that golf cart community course.
Yeah, like it's like everyone
Craig
has golf
lives
carts.
On a golf cart or lives on a golf course and has a golf cart.
Yeah, so we come out there and we just drink and
can
ride
you drive
around.
The golf cart to the bar?
Yeah. And then take the cart pass home, and it's fine.
Do people customize their golf carts? Like, are they like mini?
Well, some are pretty ridiculous.
Have you got a golf cart sponsor yet? I feel like you could get
I was like, I am never asking permission to use a golf cart again in my life. So I went from the closing attorney's office, called my roommate, was like, meet me at the golf cart store. And that's the first place I went before even going to the
to
new
buy
house.
Your golf cart.
Yes.
Yeah. Because my logic is there's definitely a golf cart like accessory company that wants theirs.
Oh, I'm not good at this. I have no sponsors on anything. I'm like, people are like, Craig,
what the hell would you have a sponsor?
A lot of things.
Any alcohol.
What?
Millions of people watch the show when you're shaving.
Condoms.
It could be like anything.
Condoms.
Like literally.
Maybe in the new season.
Lube. We sell lube on this podcast. How can Craig not sell lube?
Lube for play.
Yeah.
You sell lube?
Yes, we did. Till my mom got uncomfortable listening. And then she asked me last week, why'd you stop talking about the lube? I was like, because you messaged me and made you feel uncomfortable. And she's like, I didn't mean to stop your sponsor. I was like, well, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, well.
You know what you guys should do and what would be a great pairing is FabFitFun.
I do that.
I'm saying
we don't have any
like endorsement
like hey, if our product airs on your show, we'll pay you, which I think should be.
We don't have any of that. It's just a lot of like
you got it. What you need to do is look at all the stuff in your life that you use and then reach out.
Well, that's the thing, we've never tried. Maybe we'll start putting stickers on our body
right
the morning.
It's like the thing with like the FabFitFun and the, and, you know, I don't even want to, you know, continue because I don't want
to stop
getting money from it. But like people get angry and
yeah, who cares?
You sell out.
That's jealousy. Yeah, they're angry because they have to go to a real job.
They also hate that you're on a TV show.
Right. Yeah. And so people are unfollowing.
They would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. They would do it in a heartbeat.
Well, they're just falling to talk shit and to send your posts to clown anyway. You know, those aren't real. If they care about, like, that's people that care about you are like, yeah, like my people, when they see like that I got a FabFitFun message, be like, finally getting that spot, you know, like those are the people you want supporting you.
So root for you.
Are you guys on Snapchat or Instagram?
Exclusively Instagram.
Yeah.
Were you ever on Snap though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
know when like it first came out, I was like, oh, this thing is like the new nudie center. Love it.
Right. Oh, okay. You know?
And it's like,
yeah, I use it more for like one-on-one messaging, but I did switch right to Instagram in the beginning though, because I didn't use it a lot anyway. And that's just,
I mean, Instagram just phased out Facebook for me immediately.
Oh, so just Instagram.
I mean,
I don't look at any of other social media apps on my phone.
Are you active though? Like how often do you post a photo on Instagram?
I mean,
I could do better.
You could definitely do better.
My only advice sitting here not being a television star and looking at two TV stars, I would say step it the F up.
I know. Like, yeah, I know.
Is put the,
you're,
like,
you're telling me. Like,
I would, I know, like, you hear this.
Shep's
sure.
good. At, my, Shep like, has his phone out all the time.
Yeah, like,
and like, it's just not my instinct when we're doing something cool, but it's like,
my parents text me. They're like, more. I need more. God, I'm like, get off my
parents.
Back. I know, man.
I told you when we were coming out.
All over it.
I was like, awesome.
They truly are.
Speaking just document
the trip. I was hoping he Austin's better at it than me.
Yeah, well.
I hope not.
Craig, I mean, your posts are like a month apart.
Because it also takes you 3 hours to think of a caption.
No, man, but I've...
Captions is... I don't even post because I can't think of captions.
One time I had to go... I went and
caption.
Got a beer the one time, and Sean's like, my roommate was like, did you really just have to start drinking a beer to post a picture on Instagram?
To like...
It was like 2 hours.
To like,
it's like,
right.
Dude,
relax, so figure this out.
I like think that it can go, you know, both ways. I think that you can tell a story on your caption, right? And I like to do that, and people get angry, but they're like, I don't want to scroll to read your damn picture.
Like,
and
I'm like, damn, dude,
I'm going to tell you what's going on in my life. But other times, I'm like, all right, this caption is witty as hell. And I was just in Florence with one of my really good girlfriends, and we posted a picture, and I feel like it did not get the respect that it deserved.
What time did you post, though? That stuff really
does
matter.
I was thinking
matter.
About the U.S. for sure. So I was waiting until, like, you know, 6 or so at night in Florence, which means that it was, like, you know, noon or, like, 11.
6 p.m. is when allegedly, like, the best time to
post. Why? Because people are getting off work in there.
I guess. Because, like, I'll post something in the daytime, and it'll get 5,000 likes. Six o'clock, it could be, like, 20,000 plus. So it's like, these algorithms, what are they doing to my life? It's like, I wish I was a hacker. But, yeah, I would just start turning up, getting the money, you know, because, yeah, you get paid on – but they gave you this platform to get so much more money as a television star.
When you can't buy the platform. I mean, it's incredible,
you're on,
the exposure.
You're on freaking Bravo. It's like, and there's so many things that want to be on TV. You just got to find these things. That's so. Oh, Heidi, I know what. Yesterday, I went to the FabFitFun headquarters, met with their whole team, and guess what? Pratt Daddy Crystals is doing a FabFitFun collab. That's right. One of the next boxes coming up, I think the June 18th box, Pratt Daddy Crystals is going to have a rose quartz and an amethyst option that you can add on to your box. So, yes. That's how much I love FabFitFun. I went and was like, please let me get my Pratt Daddy crystals in your amazing box. But the good news is that box, the FabFitFun summer box, is now on pre-sale. Boxes start shipping May 23rd. Why I wanted Pratt Daddy crystals in this box is because FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women to treat themselves and discover new products. Obviously, why I wanted Pratt Daddy crystals in the box. FabFitFun delivers a box of full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products. We could consider my crystals being in the fashion category, the beauty category, home category, fitness, and the pretty much my crystals
meet all the demands of this box, which is so blessed. It delivers four times a year for just $49.99 a box. So yes, Proud Daddy had to find the best price of crystals to get into that box. Think about it. My crystals usually cost $120 for one. This whole box is $49.99. So you're going to get all these amazing things, and you can add on a Proud Daddy crystal to your box as well. So just get ready for that. And sign up, because these boxes are how many boxes? They may run out of boxes if you don't sign up. My personal experience with the box is every time I've gotten one, the majority of everything in the box I love. And now with the add-on options, you can really customize your box. So 100% of everything in the box you want and love. So definitely go sign up today to get your summer box. The FabFitFun summer box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out, especially now that the Proud Daddy Crystals add-on option is going to be there. Use our code SPIDEY to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code SPIDEY to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code. It's our code. I'm sorry, Heidi. It's our code, Spidey, to get $10 off for your first FabFitFun box. They have full-size products, people. These aren't samples of anything. It's a fantastic value. Many products. I actually met the owner, the founder. The people there are all incredible, super stylish, hip, like trend-setting type peeps. I was like, wow, this is a freaking solid brand here. Just a little teaser for you. The Furio Luno Fofo, it retail values for $89. This is a brand new Furio product that just launched. Make sure you check it out in the FabFitFun magazine. The total retail value of the summer box is over $320. Beyond the box, a FabFitFun membership includes so much more. Actually, I'm going to be part of that membership world. I'm going to start going into FabFitFun, doing fun, like, that's funny, I just said fun twice, live videos there. They have just so much content on the site. And on top of getting the such great products and this incredible value in the box, FabFitFun members also get access to exclusive sales from all the amazing brands that FabFitFun partners with at really great deals, up to 70% off. And that's a fact, because you're getting Proud Daddy crystals, I'm going to say more than 70% off through this site. So there you go. Whether it's cooking with the housewives or toning up with Jillian Michaels, FabFitFun members can work out and eat right with the help of FabFitFun TV. Anywhere, anytime, new content added monthly. Proud Daddy's probably going to be part of that new content. Just, you heard it here first. So sign up for FabFitFun today to get your summer box. The FabFitFun summer box is in limited supply. These boxes always sell out. Use our code SPIDEY to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code SPIDEY to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com, use our code SPIDEY, get $10 off your first FabFitFun box, and don't forget to look for the Proud Daddy Crystals add-on. It's coming, okay? The meeting was yesterday. It's coming.
So many women, you're in a good spot in life.
I mean, Charleston
Craig's
is
a
like,
secret player. We now know. But, so
I don't.
Heidi, he's looking at you like, my schedule's full, Heidi. Sorry. Don't worry. But I would start airing that. Like, I go mean, full player.
I know. Well, I have to. Yeah, I'm gonna have to work up my convincing to be on TV game.
Well, I think you wanted to respect Naomi.
Or do I just storm them in? Just
what does that mean?
I would go all in, like...
I said I have to convince the girls to be on TV.
Like Shep should not be the face of the show for Mr. Player if you are secretly the bigger player. I'm just saying.
I don't think he is. I hate everyone.
I don't think he is the bigger player.
Oh, and you know his secret life?
It's just not... Craig, I just don't buy it.
You know what? She doesn't have a beach house. That's like cheating having a beach house.
I know that you hit a home run, you know, last night, but like you don't.
Did you guys go to a club last night?
Yeah.
That's why the whole time I'm sitting here looking at you, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Craig, like, you did well last night, man, but like. but not that well. But not that well. I had to facilitate.
You did not. You were being weird, and you Craig, kept being like, "Don't drop the ball." Craig, and I was like, Craig, "She's already pushed me against the wall and made out with me, Austin." So I told you,
she had to push you against the wall.
That's how I play it. I don't ever have to make the first move.
She was like, "Austin." She was like, "Austin, Craig does not like me because he won't make a move. He won't make a move." And I'm like,
"I have."
Craig's a tough. I was such a good friend, Craig. I was such a good friend. I was like,
which club was this? I needed it.
Hyde.
No, it was before. Where She Kissed Me was at.
No Vacancy.
Where the piano moved and you went into the secret door and everything.
No Vacancy. Cool.
What is the age demo of females that know, like, oh, that's Craig from Southern Charm? Is it 30 and up?
25 to 34.
Like, for sure, like...
That's college. A lot of my followers are college girls, sorority girls.
From... No. So how many of those at Charleston?
Not
as much, because...
Yeah, Charleston, it doesn't... Yeah, we've already... Like, we live there, and, like, they knew who we were. Yeah, no. That's this entire time sitting here, I'm like, you're like... Craig, you've never been on a date. It doesn't work. I'm like, look what happened last night. Like,
Craig,
it works.
It's few and far between.
How old was that girl last night?
27, actually. I didn't know she was.
Craig, I take my hat off to you. I mean, that was well played last night.
I'm glad I have your approval, Austin, because that's definitely
that's
why
really matters.
That's definitely why I hang out with girls, is so you think I'm cool.
It sounds logical.
Yeah.
Logic is there.
And where do you fit in on this level of player? Austin.
I was anti-relationship until recently. Well, I started to realize that...
kind of what happens for me is that when I stop to date somebody, when I stop dating somebody, I mean, it is like off to the races.
I start dating and someone next week.
Show? It's true. I mean...
No.
But like what happens is that I'm single for like, 2 months and I'm like, whoa. Reel back the reins, and then I'm like, you got to find someone and just like be with this one person.
And this is
like,
the guy giving me
it's awesome. I'm downtown, which is the whole reason that Shep moved.
It's
like
moved.
You can't not go out. And I
went back to Delaware.
If I don't go out for one night, I'm like, what is happening?
You can walk everywhere, and there's a party every night. And it's like, I literally haven't moved back to downtown ever since I moved up to Delaware for like 3 months because people go out every night. But
I do feel more comfortable, being in relationships. That's kind of why I do it, because it like reels me back, and I'm like, just be with one person. Be like,
it's all about the person to me. If you like the person, then you hang out with them more. If you don't, then you move on to the next
100%.
One.
But
yeah, I would just be single if I were you on the show.
Yeah. I mean,
you already did the other way.
Yeah, that's why
that's
I'm
true. Right?
I would just do at least two more.
He's
seasons.
Looking for a ring, and
Craig,
and
he's looking.
No,
for
No, I mean, I'm joking with him, but like.
Yeah, I guess I'm like a serial dater these days. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I mean, so and obviously deflecting. Everyone, all of my buddies are like, what the hell are you doing? Why would you date someone? You're in the frickin' prime of your career, And do I want to grow up and like, be Shep? No, I don't think so.
I'm just talking two seasons.
Yeah, this isn't it's a pretty far.
Yeah, commit to a whole lifestyle.
Extreme.
I just mean like two more seasons of dating and the ups and downs.
Should I just play it loose next season, Craig?
Yes.
Yes. Have you not listened to anything Spencer
what
said?
What I'm saying is put like – it's
I blacked out.
The show can only get better is where I see this,
Yeah.
It's either going to stay here, which is a great show, or it has the potential to be like whoa, this show.
In your opinion, that is bringing on some new hot chicks Craig and I just
watching dating.
The field.
It's like, what are all the biggest shows that all have to do with dating, Bachelor in Paradise,
not a long-term dating. It's all about let's date them for a week.
No, like,
was there.
Yeah, and two dates.
Yeah.
Accidentally rescheduled on the same night. Oh my God, the same bar.
This is television. Yeah, goal.
One girl's walking down the hallway this way to your door.
Another one.
How dare you do two dates in one bar? I didn't know it was going to work the first date. just a little bit more, That's all. I'm also, there could be girls listening. I love seeing him in a relationship. Everyone has a different, but.
I feel like people do love to see the relationship. Like, they hang on everything that you and Naomi did. It's like,
well, Naomi was a special character. She was not a normal type of girl. Where did he find it? Like, this is like the intensity sometimes.
I can't go anywhere without people being like, where's Chelsea? Where's Chelsea? Well, and like, she says the same thing. She's like, everywhere I go, people just are like, where's Austin? And it's like,
see,
we're like
hinged
together.
You need to rebrand, dog. Unless you're planning on marrying Chelsea, you better
you better turn up. So people are like, where's Jennifer and Susie and Katie and
Susie,
Cynthia and whatever.
Yes. Do you, actually, that's not a bad point. You got to lose that. If you don't lose that, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, then you should team up and
it's just season two from
join
that.
Your names.
I mean,
and just,
you know, we're just getting things going, Craig.
With your social media affairs, you would think people would know that you're not with Chelsea anymore, but, you know.
I apologize. I'm definitely following. We're going to see, and I'm going to be like, your parents, not enough. And
right.
This caption's too long.
I'm pumped. And I can also already see that we're going to have an awesome time in Charleston. You guys just need to come.
Oh, no. We're just waiting for him, the baby, to like be able to like just a little bit more functioning. Yeah. Right now. Yeah. I could talk to you guys all day long, but you guys are television stars and have a full schedule. So we will catch up.
Can we just stay
there? I would just say, like, real talk, turn it the F up, because that's my only regret, not being on a show anymore and just watching people like, you're on a TV show. Like, go all in. You're pretty much at 95.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the show is so good. There's just...
Craig, let's turn it up.
I mean, we do... I know you can go that one.
Every year exponentially gets... I mean, I would say it's not... I mean, I'm there. I don't think in the last 2 years I've kept anything. I'm pretty
sure.
Well, you
have this secret player life.
Well, we're not filming right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. This is a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to debunk
this. I also
secret
never
player
said that.
Life.
I didn't season. Say that. I just said I was sick of you guys saying, like, being concerned about me. And it's like, dude, I'm doing okay. I'm all right. Like, I don't
hear
need
me,
to.
Mom,
like,
I'm okay.
Yesterday, you were like, if you don't make a move. I was like, literally, she just kissed me in the hallway. And he was like, no. Like, if you don't. I was like, I told you if I was attracted to her, then I would like pursue that, and fortunately I was fine.
So there we go. Last serious question: what's your drink of choice when you guys go out? Like, is it shots of tequila? Is it rum and killer?
I'm back to college. I'm a big double Red Bull vodka guy right now.
I've been drinking Red Bull vodkas this trip. Yeah. I'm a beer guy, but I can only take that so far.
So I'll
so it's like the first like three drinks could be beer. So like I crave it. I'm like, I just want a nice beer right now. And then I'm like,
Joe, throw that plastic bottle of vodka in a glass and pour some Red Bull on it and let's go.
Now I need to go start drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a beer right now.
Yeah,
Craig.
We're 100%
thinking about a beer right now.
So tune in to Bravo at
it's Thursdays at 9 now.
9
at 9.
Well, it's Pacific,
Eastern.
Eastern. 9 Eastern.
On
Bravo.
On Bravo.
On Bravo, is it on the website? Can they binge watch old episodes of catch up?
Yeah, it's on
Bravo On Demand.
Yeah, BravoTV.com. It's on Demand on Dish, DirecTV.
And I'm telling you guys heard me hype it when Catherine was here. This second to, not second, they're very different. Siesta Key is, they invited me on a party with them, so I'm emotional about that. But now I've been invited to party with Southern Charm.
Yeah.
So look out. Frat Daddy is coming to the South. All right, thank you for listening. And watch their accounts, because they're going to be posting way more ads and getting paid for stuff.
Check.
What's the IGs?
IG is Kroll the Warrior King.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Kroll the Warrior King, man.
That's your IG handle?
Yes.
For real.
It's from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, man.
Oh, my God.
I did that yesterday on the carpet. I was
oh, my God.
I'm C.A. Conover.
What do you want it to be?
Your name.
I don't know, man. I like it.
Okay. You could have that as like the top thing.
You would be blown away by the amount of women that reach out to me and they're like,
but
oh my God, your
how many
IG
have tried to
everything.
Find you? How
yeah,
many
no,
have tried
but
to
it
find
can
you
be like, I'm Pratt Daddy, but my app is my name.
Okay.
So I'm saying like that could be like.
So they can find you.
Yeah, like how many girls have searched you and they're like, oh no, I didn't
you
search.
Just type in my name and it'll pop up.
Okay.
That is true.
Do you own that? Have you trademarked that yet?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that Matthew McConaughey trademarked that.
I bet he did. You could be dropping some merch. Where's your merch?
But yeah,
you need to be monetizing this
fame. It'll work for me, I'll tell you that.
Okay. What was it again?
Kroll the Warrior King.
Okay. There we go. We're going to end on that note. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. And thanks to our wonderful sponsors.
Get your stylish new watch by going to danielwellington.com/Spidey and use promo code Spidey at checkout to get 15% off your purchase.
Get your mom some beautiful flowers by going to fromyouflowers.com/famous.
Go to fabfitfun.com and use the code Spidey to get $10 off your your first FabFitFun box.
Get a trial month of Hims for just $5 by going to forhims.com/make.
And try out the hottest diet shakes on the planet by using the code Spidey at 310nutrition.com.
Download new episodes of Make Spidey Famous Again every Wednesday on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
Leave a 5-star rating, and don't forget, just click the 5th star. You don't need to click all 5 stars if you didn't know. And a nice review would be a blessing on Apple Podcasts. These reviews matter more than you could imagine. So even if it's annoying and you're not really a review person, please just do it. It's really helping Miracle Baby's future. He wants to go to Harvard. It's not cheap. Just remember, Miracle Baby's Harvard tuition. We'll love you forever. See you next week.
See you guys.
You know what? I'm not a high school girl, so shut up.